Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Yeah, we haven't got a pledge drive, but we're also still talking, right? We're still able to give you content, give you some news, some issues. I like today, though. It's a day that we can celebrate the souls in purgatory, and I'm always so grateful to do what I can for the souls. Look, your loved ones need your prayers. They really do. Don't forget them. If you can pray, then do that. If you can have a Mass offered, then do that. If you want to amp up the prayer, Father Rocky will be praying the rosary later tonight. And, of course, I pray every afternoon, the chaplet. And, of course, Mass is celebrated here. So it's kind of the beauty of what Relevant Radio is all about, isn't it? It's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, yeah, you'll get plugged into the news and issues of the day. You'll get, you know, a look at life. You'll get your faith questions answered. But, gosh, we also pray. And you know, prayer's not boring. Some people think it is, right? It's not when you pray from the heart. It's not when you see the tangible results of it. Christ went off and he prayed, right? Christ would leave the apostles and he went off and prayed. Father Rocky often says the more you pray, the better things go. And I think that's so true. There's a power in prayer. It's one of these weird spiritual realities of life. I mean, there is a power you've been given. And I think so often you underutilize it. I know I sometimes do. There's times, man, I'm in the zone. Yeah, I can feel the power and the grace and the force of my prayer. There's other times, man, I'm like, I feel like I'm in a desert, right? And I'm lost. It's dark, right? I feel like the prayer is empty and hollow. All prayer is heard by God. It really is. It's all heard by God. One of the things we need to do, too, is pray for the dead, for those who've gone before us. And, you know, so often, and I go to a funeral, I had to give the eulogy at my my own mother's funeral. And when I was there, I said, please pray for my mother. All right. Yeah. Was she a great woman? Sure. You hear at these eulogies, you know, these wonderful testimonies about how great, you know, this person was. And look, when I die, especially, don't say, oh, he was so prayerful, or he prayed the chapel, or he did this. If you do anything for me, have masses offered for my soul. Okay. Don't canonize me. I am not a saint, okay? Don't canonize your spouse or your parents or whoever's gone before you. Believe me, you do them a disservice. Not that it's wrong to remember the greatness of that individual. There's no doubt about that. You know, I think it's important to do that. But pray for the soul instead of canonizing. And as I said at the eulogy I gave to my mother, please pray for her. Remember, yes, she was a great woman, but we need to pray for her. If you've been to a Catholic funeral, you'll get this sense, won't you? I bet you'll see what happens. It's almost like it's a canonization instead of a Mass or Christian burial for the faithfully departed. The homily at the funerals, the eulogies that are given, they imply that this person was so holy and so great and so wonderful that, gosh, they're in heaven right now. And, you know, in some ways, you know, we do a disservice to our loved one. We really do. It's easy to assume that our loved ones already have made it to eternal bliss. Maybe they haven't. Maybe they have not. Your dad and mom, your spouse, your child might have been the greatest person in the world, but pray for them. You know, people hear that the deceased in heaven, it's easy to become complacent after a funeral. We overlook the need to pray for those who've gone before us. Sometimes they go out of mind. So I want to encourage you to do that today. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, and there's a couple books you should have in your library. One is the Bible, without question. The second is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. All right, those are the two absolutes. You need reference on anything? Here's what the Catechism says. It says, those who die in God's grace and friendship are perfectly purified. They live forever with Christ. They're like God forever, for they see him as he is face to face. So if you die in a state of grace, you will see God. Dying in a state of grace means that you at the time of your death, that you're not in a state of mortal sin. Mortal sin cuts us off from God and his grace. Mortal sin is death. Mortal sin destroys the charity in the heart of a man by a grave violation of God, the Catechism says. It turns man away from God. So if you commit a mortal sin and you die, you're in trouble. You know, you need to confess that. You need to repent for that. And, there's some things we could do for those who've gone before us. I also think of what St. Faustina said about the dying and how Christ comes and reaches out to a soul between this side of life and the next, offers a soul to choose God's mercy. We don't know what happens between the final breath and eternity, between judgment. You know, so I pray to God for the dying all of the time. One of the most important things you can do is the Mass. So pray and pray in big, big ways for them. It's the month of the souls, and I would really encourage you to pray. I'm joined today by somebody who has been and still is a champion for the souls in purgatory. She wrote a book, St. Faustina's Prayer Book for the Conversion of Sinners. She's written a lot about St. Faustina recently, so I feel like in that area. And, of course, she and I, for a long time, have always been trying to garner prayers for the souls of your loved ones. And she joins us today to bring some clarity and some perspective. And it's good to have you with me today, Susan Tassone. Good afternoon.
Drew Mariani, you're the only person that I would jump off a bus, run a mile, and get to the phone to come on the air with you and your phenomenal listeners. It's a great day. It's a great day for the souls in purgatory. Many souls are released on this day, but the majority of them are released at Christmas. So today, the Feast of All Souls is only the kickoff. We're only begun. We've got the whole month to help them. And, Drew, we've got just a great gift from the Vatican about indulgences, which is so incredible. I am so excited about that. Do you want to jump into that? Or I'll just keep going because I feel like I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning with radio, podcast. I feel like I bilocated 6 times. So,
Susan, I'm gonna keep you wound up. I love it. You can rock and you can roll. Here's what we should do. Let's talk about this, though, because this is really important. There's a couple things I'd love to talk to you about
phenomenal.
Today.
It's phenomenal. It's like a Divine Mercy Sunday, if you will, for the souls. Only we're imparting the indulgence to them. Special days.
So let's do this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's start this way. We'll do a couple things. This is a good game plan for people to get them plugged in. One, let's talk about what the church is offering to souls, the indulgence, not just for 8 days, but through November.
30.
And, you know, so turn up the radio, grab your pen and paper, pay attention to this because you can get a plenary indulgence. You can help the souls in a big time way. We'll fill you in on that. That's one. And then two, I was talking a little bit about, you know, the Mass and prayers. You know, so often we canonize souls as opposed to pray for them.
Yes,
Gregorian
yes.
Masses are so incredibly powerful. I know people are always intrigued by those. So let's first start. Let's start with what we can do first, and that's this indulgence. It's underway today. So walk us through it. How can we liberate souls, and how can we get a plenary indulgence?
You can go online, and the church just announced, I think it was it yesterday or Halloween, the 31st, that because of COVID, that usually what happens from November 1st to the 8th is that we're able to impart a plenary indulgence to the souls in purgatory from November 1st to the 8th under these conditions that you go to Mass, receive communion, and go to confession within 20 days. That has been relaxed. Prior to that, you know, maybe 10 years ago, it was 8 days. So you have 20 days to go to confession. And then what you have to do is visit a cemetery, and there are times when I have just stood by the gate because I got there too early, and so I just said the prayers right by the gate for the souls in purgatory, Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, Apostles' Creed, for the Pope, and you can impart your indulgence for a particular soul or a family of souls or all the souls in purgatory. Now, what's different and what's exciting is that the church has imparted this indulgence for 30 days. So, but I want to put this in there because I'm not too close to a cemetery. So I'm thinking, how am I? I've been to Mass today, communion, been to confession, and offered it up for the souls in purgatory, offered my Mass and communion. And then how do I get to the cemetery? I can't. I wouldn't be able to be on the air. I'd be sitting on a bus traveling right. north here. But they also say that for those that can't, for whatever reasons, because of illness, because of being homebound, because of transportation, even if you think of the souls only mentally and saying this is for the souls in purgatory, you can impart that full indulgence to them. People don't know that part or don't think of that part.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. That's so I learned
Drew.
Something new today.
Drew,
that's fantastic.
Just, and I double checked. I mean, if you watch the Mass one, you know, I think there was a Mass on EWT. Oh. There's Masses everywhere, but I just happened to tune into EWTN, and he repeated it. And then I called our good friend Father Looney, because I always like to triple double check. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. If you only think of them mentally and saying, this is for you, Mom and Dad. This is for you, Brother right. Pat. This is for you, Sister. Yeah. That is accepted if you can't get yeah. there. Mentally, so there you have it.
Yeah.
And remember,
right, well, Susan,
too, I don't know about
me,
Wisconsin, Drew. But in
hold
here,
the thought,
in the
Susan. Susan, hold the thought. I've got to okay. take a short pause here. When we come back, we'll pick that up. And also, I really want to get everyone plugged into something extraordinary you can do for the souls today, and that's Gregorian Masses.
Mm-hmm.
If you've
Gregorian
never heard
masses.
Of those, you know, I'm deeply indebted to Susan Tassone, who had them set for my loved ones as well. But this
for
is
your
something.
Mom and Dad.
This is the way. This is the way you can really liberate a lot of souls. So stay with us. We'll continue our conversation, getting you plugged in. You can join us too if you want to. But right now, I got to take a short pause. Don't forget, we're in our pledge drive. Make a pledge. Give a gift of alms. Do it for the souls in purgatory. And I know you're going to be blessed for that. 877-291-0123. I'll be right back.
Getting you connected. This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
How does your desk look these days? Could it use a little tidying up? A lot of tidying up? Hi, this is Father Rocky from the Family Rosie across America. And our thank you gift today at the $50 a month giving level is an elegant Holy Family of Nazareth table organizer. It's a perfect place to put important papers or mail. Are you able to support the mission of Relevant Radio at the $50 a month level? It's a tax-deductible donation, and we have matching funds this hour. They say a creative mind is rarely tidy. If that describes you or someone you know, then this is a perfect gift. It's yours for a donation of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or join the family at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
What a great day. It has been a wonderful Holy Souls Day. We are so grateful for your support at 877-291-0123 and at relevantradio.com. Drew and I asked for 300 people to step up last hour, and you did. Thank you very much. Our goal this hour, abundant generosity. How about that? We're going to go for abundant generosity, and we need somebody to get us off to a good start. And Drew, we got that start. Fred and Ruth from California just called and made a $5,000 pledge. They wanted to be the first pledge this hour. Well, Fred and Ruth in California, God bless you. Thank you for your $5,000 pledge. Because our partners are matching every pledge this hour, that $5,000 becomes $10,000. So a big tip of the cap to Fred and Ruth in California, listening on the mighty 840 AM in Modesto, California. Relevant Radio 840 AM. Thank you, Fred and Ruth. How about that, Drew? What a start to the hour.
Wow, unbelievable. Thank you for your generosity. I want to thank everyone who has sacrificed. I know so often we come to you. You might have given in the last pledge drive or maybe in the beginning of the year. If you could do it just one more time to help us get through this year, that'll get us way into the new year to 2022, and we're going to give you great programming. There's so much to talk about. You know, so often I bring you up to speed on the news. You know, we have the Dobbs case that Father Rocky was talking about. We're going to pray for you. We're going to be here for you to educate and inform and inspire. We're going to be a light in a culture that I know sometimes has become very dark and confused. So help support Relevant Radio. If you love it, if you value it, if you get to listen to it, make sure it's here. You know, you're listening because somebody else supported. Could you do your part? Just give something today. It'll be matched dollar for dollar. The number, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com, or by using the mobile app. And if you do it that way, we will send you an MP3 done by Father Richard Simon on St. Nicholas. You will love this. Trust me. It's yours free just for doing making your pledge online.
Mike? All right, we throw a lot of those big numbers at you, like that $5,000 gift, but we need those $50 and those $100 gifts, those one-time gifts of $365. How about a dollar a day? Can you afford just $1 a day to keep your faith on the radio airwaves from coast to coast? Just a dollar a day. Pray about it. If you think you can make that pledge, we will give you a thank you gift, the book Through the Year with Fulton Sheen. These are inspirational readings for each day of the year featuring the venerable Fulton Sheen. So you get something, a special treat each day for your dollar a day pledge. Make that call, 877-291-0123, or log online. The phone lines are busy. Log online to relevantradio.com. That's the best way to give. But give, join the family, and do it right now.
Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me. Thank you for your support. I'd love to see these phone lines light up. I'm so grateful when you open your phone and you open your heart and you give to support Relevant Radio. Today we are here supporting the souls in purgatory. Your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, your spouses, those who have gone before you. And I'm so grateful to use this great medium of Catholic radio to raise awareness and to get people plugged into some of the simple things we can do to really mitigate the purgation that so many souls are going through. And I believe through our generosity, through our prayers, we're going to alleviate a lot of souls from that purgation. They're going to be free. They're going to be in heaven. They're going to you and for your intentions. And when you draw your final breath, when you finally enter eternity, you will see all the good that you have done. So this month is a great opportunity to help souls in purgatory by praying for them. And it's also, look, we're dealing with the remnants of COVID-19, right? The tribunal in Rome that deals with the spiritual matters like indulgences. It's called the Apostolic Penitentiary, if I can get that word out of mouth. They said that this indulgence now can be gained for the souls, not just for the first 8 days, and we were just talking about that, but for the entire month of November. And if you're just joining me, this is all you've got to do. Visit a church or an oratory, recite an Our Father and an Apostles' Creed, or visit a cemetery, pray for the dead. You can gain a plenary indulgence for the Holy Souls as long as they're detached from all sins and fulfill the other requirements. So that's what you need to do. You know, there's certain requirements to obtain a plenary indulgence, but the detached from sin, I know that's always a tough one for a lot of people, but you got to trust also in the mercy of God. There's another way to help souls, and it's called the Gregorian Mass. I don't know if you've heard about these or not. I was introduced to this by my guest, Susan Tassone, and when my father died, and then my mother died, Susan had these Masses offered for my loved ones, and it was such a generous, generous gift. Susan, this is new to a lot of people, but this is, I think, the ultimate gift as well for the dying. In addition to the plenary indulgence, that's the ultimate. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do the plenary indulgence, this is something that I know the souls will rejoice in. Why don't you fill everyone in?
Oh, the Gregorian Masses, I'll be talking until the day I die, Drew. Everywhere I go, that's the chief devotion, is the Mass. Why? Because they need the body and blood of Jesus. And so Gregorian Masses were actually named after Pope Saint Gregory the Great, and he was a Benedictine monk, and he lived in this monastery just outside of Rome. I've been there, and his monks, I think that's where we even get the white the white habit of the Pope. I think it was Benedict that started, Pope St. Gregory, I think, started that. So the bottom line is, one of the monks in his monastery, Justice, died, and he wanted to have Masses offered for him, as you know, because he knows that the Masses is the best way to relieve and release the souls. So he ordered 30 Masses to be said for the soul of Justice. Now, what happened was, is after they were offered in the monastery, that altar is still there today. And in my book, Prayers, Promises, and Devotions, you can see that original altar with those relief panels at the bottom showing Pope St. Gregory offering the Mass and showing Justice, you know, coming up from purgatory. After the 30th Mass, Justice appeared to his blood brother, Copiosus. Copiosus was a doctor, and he was the one that took care of Justice during his final illness. So on the 30th Mass, he appeared to him to say that he was released from purgatory, and he appeared to Pope St. Gregory that he was released from purgatory. Now, a couple of things. Does it guarantee that if you have 30 Masses offered for a soul that they're going to be released from purgatory? The Church doesn't guarantee it, but they point to the efficacy and to the power of the Masses. So after that, it became a tradition, you know, in Rome, and then priests from all over the world were coming, you know, to offer Masses for their deceased loved ones. So the other point is 30 Masses. Why is it, what's so magic about 30? Why couldn't it be 31? You know, why couldn't it be 60? Mm-hmm. What was significant about 30? Because Pope St. Gregory was bringing back the traditions from the Old Testament where Moses and Aaron and Jacob mourn their dead for 30 days. And so that's where we get the 30 Masses. And in fact, you know, when a pope or bishop dies, there's bunting outside the, you know, cathedral or church in mourning for, what, 30 days.
Wow, that's so beautiful. So Gregorian Masses.
Will. I can say this now because he died. I worked for Cardinal George, and he was the, you know, chairman of the missions office, and I was his development director, and that was my job, to help get Mass stipends to these missionaries, because it's the missionaries that don't get the Mass stipends, and that's where your Gregorian Masses are offered. And that's, I recommend, as I do everywhere, the Pious Union of St. Joseph. It's the year of St. Joseph. The Guinellians are, and I like to go to orders that are poor, that can't get funds from a big following or a lot of people that support them. I like to go to the poor ones. And so I encourage people to go to the Pious Union of St. Joseph because they're credible and they're reliable and they get done, because there are some out there, unfortunately, that don't, you know, do that. You don't know who you're dealing with. So I know that they're credible. So the Guinellians are a very good organization to have Gregorian Masses offered. So put them in your will. It's not for a family. It's not for a couple. It's for one deceased soul. And as I was saying, I worked for Cardinal George, and all the monies went to these missionaries all over the world. I worked with the Propagation of All Peoples, the Cardinal Diaz, who headed up the missions office in Rome, and he would tell me that these Mass stipends pay for the wine to put in it, you know, to offer at the altar, because the people are so poor they can't afford to even give the priest in these mission countries a stipend. So your stipend is helping them buy wine and bread for the Eucharist. Your stipend is helping them put gas in the Jeep to get up to the mountains where some people only hear Mass once a year. That's what our missions office is all about, and that's where we send our Gregorian Masses, because, you know, in the United States, there's a shortage of priests. Sometimes there's only one priest that cover a couple of parishes, and he's not able to do 30 Masses consecutively. They have to be done consecutively. So the best way is we send our monies to the mission countries.
Susan, I got to leave it right there because I'm up against the clock. Thank you for all you do. I know your place in heaven is going to be high. Those souls are interceding for you.
We're a team.
Look forward to your next.
We help each other all get there.
I look forward to your next book, too. We'll have to talk a little bit about Faustina. I know you and I both love the souls and St. Faustina and Divine Mercy. Keep up your good work. I'll be back. I got to take a short pause here. If you can help the souls especially, give us a call at 877-291-0123. I'll be right back.
If you're a regular Relevant Radio listener and have heard our pledge drives before, you know that there are certain hours when we are matching dollars 100%. You know there are some days when we don't do it at all. Well, let me tell you, today and this hour right now, we are matching every dollar, pledge for pledge, dollar for dollar. But tomorrow, We're not at all. So don't sit on your hands. Make this the day you make a pledge. The next 33 minutes, every pledge that comes in is being matched 100%. Like Charlotte in Bolingbrook, Illinois, thank you for your pledge. Michael in La Quinta, California made a pledge. And we just heard from Helen in Ladson, South Carolina, made a $100 pledge. That's great, Helen. That becomes $200. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. Drew, yesterday, just about this time yesterday, we heard from Anna in the Bay Area in California. She made a very, very generous gift of $10,000. Wow. She had a couple of intentions. One was for family unification, and she's also praying for a friend in the hospital. But she's managing her father's estate and had been feeling really discouraged about it recently. Started listening to Relevant Radio earlier this month, just discovered us, actually. And she prayed to God yesterday morning that he would guide her. And then she turned on the radio, heard us asking for support. She cried tears of joy. She submitted her gift because she feels that God answered her prayer. So she made that pledge to Relevant Radio. She's a member of the Legion of Mary and understands the trials of evangelization. So she really has a special place in her heart for Relevant Radio. Anna, thank you for making that pledge yesterday, right around this time. Thank you. God bless you. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
Yeah, we're listener-supported Catholic talk radio. We're only here thanks to generous donors like you, and lives are being touched. You just heard that wonderful testimony. Maggie shared a great story. I'll have her share it again about a biker who discovered us the day his mother died and how Relevant touched their lives. You know, I received an email from somebody who says, Drew, I just want to thank you. It's been more than 50 years since I had last been to confession. But on Divine Mercy Sunday, 6 months after having listened to you discuss this issue on the show, a weight was lifted from my shoulders. I went to confession, and I am so thankful for Relevant Radio. Thank you for all you do through your programming. It's not me. It's not Relevant. We're all in this together. You made that possible. That soul is back in union with God because of your grace, your generosity, and your sacrifice. Will you help us right now? Here's the number. It's 888-914-9149. Let's see 100 faithful people say, yes, I'm with you. Come on, call right now. 877-291-0123. We need you. Mike?
Give us a call or log online, relevantradio.com. That's the best way to give, especially if you're at the office. Just log online and make your pledge. Join the family.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Hey, happy All Souls Day. It's a great day. You know, when I was a younger man, I had graduated college, and I really began to come into my faith in a much more deep, much more vibrant way. And I began to really fall in love with prayer, and I began to pray a lot. I'd go to church. There was a church where I was doing television production at the point in time. But right down the street, there was this church. It was always open. Nobody was ever there. And I'd be able to go in. And I'd kneel down, and I would pray. And I loved the rosary. I would pray the rosary every day there. And I'd just spend time with the Lord. And I'd enter this really deep state of prayer. And soon, I had this desire to start praying for the souls in purgatory. And I think it's a grace from God, but I also think it could be the very souls themselves who we're still intimately connected to, right? We're all part of this great communion of saints. If you're in purgatory, you have made it. You know, you're going to be before God. You're going to be before that beatific vision. You're going to be with him for all eternity. What purgatory is such a gift. It's an extension of God's mercy. One night, after having entered this deeper state of prayer, I was at home, and I begin to get awoken at 3 in the morning. And it's kind of a weird hour to be awakened, right? I was young. I was only 25, maybe 22, 3, 4. Normally, you'd sleep like a rock and through the night, right? Busy days, you crash, but something would wake me up. So I'd get on my knees, and I'd pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I'd pray for the souls that needed prayer, or the person that was going to OD on drugs, or the person that was in critical condition at that moment of time. And I just offer the prayers in the middle of the night when I was aroused from my sleep. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, a particular soul came to me. Now, I'm not saying she had an apparition, but very vividly to my mind was a girl that I didn't really know that well. I mean, I went to high school with her. She was a grade or two ahead of mine. And we happened to live in a proximity, close area. I had taken a bus to school, and so did she. I didn't know her much, but she died very tragically. She died in a car accident. And never thought much about her. I mean, the school, mourned her loss, but that was, 7-8 years ago or maybe even longer. I it was just a distant memory. But for some reason, she began to come to me, and she wanted prayer. And I knew it very clearly. So I began to pray for her, and I had masses offered. It took money out of my own pocket. I think I was, just starting out, so I was broke all the time, paying student loans and putting gas in the car and, working two jobs. But I would go and I'd go to churches and I'd have masses offered for this particular soul. And it went on. She came to me every day. It wasn't like it came and I forgot about her. For some reason, every day I would have to pray for this girl. See, when you die in a tragic accident like she did, maybe she was doing something she shouldn't have been doing that night. Maybe she hadn't been to confession in a long time. Maybe through God's mercy, he allowed her into purgatory. Maybe she needed a lot of reparation, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of almsgiving, a lot of prayer. So I gave alms. I gave it to the church. I had masses offered for her, and it went on for 6 months. The end of 6 months, just as abruptly as these visions began, these encounters began, they ended. And I really believe that was a purgatorial soul. And I believe her name was Jennifer. Jennifer, pray for me. Pray for everyone who's listening to me right now before the throne of God, because I believe you are now in paradise. And I know one day we'll be united. I'll have a chance to spend time with you. I'm sure you know people who died abruptly, people who've died in ways that are very tragic. Died unexpectedly. Pray for their souls. You don't know the state. We all think we're going to die in our bed with the last rites, and that will be great. We do not know the day or the hour. And I want to invite you to do a couple things. I mean, have a mass offered. One of the things you can do today, this is for you. Please, if you're going to do nothing at all, do this for me, okay? Because this is a gift for you. I want to do this. It just struck me. Relevant Radio is having, they're giving everybody a unique opportunity. I went on over the weekend and did this. If you go to relevantradio.com and you hit the back, /souls, right? Relevantradio.com/souls. It'll take you to a page. I think it's actually on the front page. I just typed in Relevant Radio. It took me to the front page. And I made a list of all the people I know that have gone before me, not just family, but friends, but people I've heard about who've died in accidents, people I didn't even know who passed away recently. And I put their names on there. Relevant Radio is going to offer a mass every day for those souls. Okay. So it's free. It's not going to cost you anything. You don't even have to pay. You don't have to go to churches and say, here's the stipend. Just go to relevantradio.com and sign up for it. Right. Then I'm going to pray the chaplet every afternoon for the next 9 days. And then Father Rocky will be praying the rosary every evening at 7. So that soul is going to be blanketed with prayer. That's our gift back to you. One of the ways you can help us too, if you could, is calling right now and making just a financial sacrifice. If you love Catholic Radio, if you're glad we're talking about these realities, then support us at 877-291-0123. Make a pledge. Sacrifice monetarily, financially. Give alms and say, Lord, I'm doing this for my loved one who's gone before me. You're going to not only help that soul, but at the same time, you're going to bless Relevant. You're going to allow us to preach this message of the afterlife, of the reality of the need for souls, of the reality of purgatory, which is biblical, by the way. It's very biblical. And today we celebrate the soul. So today you can make a difference. You can go online to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app and do it too. Donations are tax deductible. And for the next 21 minutes, they're matched 100%. I don't think we're going to have matching funds tomorrow. So now is a great time to get on board. So take advantage of it. I'd love to see 1,000 people join me. I'd love to see you, even if just one person makes that pledge. I know God's going to bless you. In fact, I'll share another story with you. And maybe I'll hear, if you want to call in. Keep the story brief, though. I can't have crazy stories and people talking forever because I only have a few minutes. But if you encountered a purgatorial soul, I'd love to hear your story. I remember my wife came home. She had heard somebody sharing a story about a guy who would ride his bike to work past a cemetery. And I don't remember the story. So if somebody knows this story, I think it was shared on the air here, Father Simon or Patrick or some show. And they felt this urge to start praying for the souls that were in that cemetery. And as they approached the cemetery, they pray every day on their way to work. And this went on, not for a week, not for months. It went on for years. And one day, this soul in the bitter coldness of the winter going through the cemetery was compelled to stop. If somebody knows the details of the story, I'm trying to pull it out of the cobwebs of my mind. They entered into an area of such profound warmth. And they believed that those daily prayers for those souls in that purgatory were met with a spiritual hug. that they felt this in bitter cold winter temperatures, January, February. They were enveloped in nothing but warmth and love. Prayer changes things. Prayer liberates the souls in purgatory. And you could do the same thing. You know, Padre Pio is one of these saints who, they say, had more souls visit him from purgatory, these purgatorial souls asking for prayers, than did the hundreds of thousands of people who traveled around the world to a little town in Italy called San Giovanni Rotondo, where Padre Pio lived most of his entire life. And they come seeking his confession and his blessings and to attend his mass. More souls from purgatory came seeking those intentions than did all those souls. And I'll share a story with you when I return. I have to take a break. When we come back, Padre Pio had an incredible encounter with purgatorial souls. I'd love to hear yours too if you have one. But can spirits really manifest to us? You know, what about these hauntings, these disturbances in homes? What about unsettled souls? And this is a whole other topic. I only have a few minutes. I don't have much time we can talk about this. But, I tend to believe that ghosts, and Christ talked about them, I think they fall into a couple different areas. Ghosts, haunted homes, disturbances in the houses. I tend to believe either they're demonic. They're spirits that need to be cast out. They have some sort of occult activity or some portal opened up that drew these souls there. You know, something that was evil that allowed that to enter. Or I also believe that God in his mercy, as with Padre Pio, as with me, the encounter I had, and probably with you, sometimes God allows souls to communicate to us, to reach out to us, to invoke us to prayer. Now, the church is very clear. You know, we should never conjure the dead. Necromancy is sinful. I mean, you know all that. I'm just saying that sometimes I think some of these disturbances could be a purgatorial soul who just needs your prayer to liberate them, right? Who needs that liberation. So you can do it here at Relevant, having masses said for him. You can go to your church and have them said. You can pray the rosary with Father. You can pray the chaplet with me. We're going to do that over the next 9 days. When we come back, I'll share with you a story of what happened one dark night in San Giovanni Rotondo with Padre Pio, one of the great mystics of the 20th century, and how a soul came to him. You can join me here too, 888-914-9149, but I only have about 15, 17, 18 minutes left to hang out with you today. Do me a favor too, and I really would appreciate it, if you could, in this next few minutes, just make a telephone call to Relevant or go online and make a pledge. Just help us. Help us continue to bring these realities to souls who have no awareness of the fact that these souls need our prayers or that this is an explanation for a lot of what goes on. 877-291-0123. I'll be right back.
Connect with Drew. Relevant Radio.
At 888-914-9149.
Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
This is Angela from Albuquerque. She says, "Hello, Patrick. I absolutely love your show, and I need you to know how instrumental you and Relevant Radio have been in deepening my Catholic faith and growing closer to God. I thank you dearly for that." And that's Angela from Albuquerque. Thank you, Angela. And let's go to Peter in Boston. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller.
Okay.
And firstly, I would like to thank you for your show and the Relevant Radio. You guys give me so much hope, you know, to get up every single morning and keep trying to be a better Catholic.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
The very last pledge drive of 2021. We're in the midst of it right now and just a few days left. Tuesday afternoon is almost over and we haven't heard from you yet. 877-291-0123. Where have you been? Phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you right now at relevantradio.com. Not matching funds tomorrow, but we are right now. Our partners are matching every dollar pledged in the next 16 minutes. So it'd be a great time to hear from you. Give us a call at 877-291-0123. It's Mike Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. And why do you listen to Relevant Radio? When you call, let us know. Lori of Salt Lake City listens to Relevant Radio 1010 a.m., says, Drew, that she appreciates the daily holy masses on Relevant Radio because she says it's a joy to know that she can attend Mass every day, even on days when she really can't get to her own parish for Mass. So she knows it's there. It's a safety net. Thank you for making this possible, she says. So, Lori, thanks for your tax-deductible pledge, and thanks for letting us know why you listen to Relevant Radio. So many reasons to listen, Drew. So many.
I love it, Mike. And whether it's early in the morning or late at night, whether it's the middle of the night or the middle of the day, people are going to get something that will inform them and educate them and inspire them. And this is such a unique platform to bring Christ to the world. And we're so grateful for your support. We need your support, though. I mean, we only have 14 minutes left in this hour. And as Mike had just pointed out, we have matching funds today. I don't think we're going to have them tomorrow. We could use you right now. Okay. Would you get on board? Would you help? The number's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Lives are being changed every single day. And you make that possible. I can't tell you enough. You get so many different emails that come in every day. People are grateful for Cale, what he does with his Bible study, with Patrick answering so many of the questions, and you know the great program, The Inner Life. Think of the program we have. Could you help support it? We're only here because of you. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. Now down just about 13 minutes to go. Please call.
And the day is not over, Drew. We have Cale coming up next. He's got a great theme today, of course, talking about the biblical truth of purgatory. He'll talk about that. And then Trending with Timmery tonight is going to focus on marriage, the culture's view, and the Catholic view. It's going to be an interesting show. See, we're always giving you new, fresh content here at Relevant Radio, and it's always Catholic. You can count on us. There are no supply chain issues here. When you tune in, we're here, always here, on time and at the ready. Relevant Radio. Call now, 877-291-0123, and join the family, a growing family, coast to coast. Let's hear from you now.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, what an exciting day. Thank you. Again, I got to stop saying that, but I'm so grateful. I really am. When I see the phone lines light up, when I see you say, you know what, Drew, we love the program. We love Relevant Radio. We do value what Relevant Radio does, and we're willing to support it. And again, I know things can be tight. I know gas costs a little bit more, and so does your food. But the fact you're willing to sacrifice, God knows that, and he's going to bless you for that. And I'm always so impressed by generosity. I was a very selfish young man. And through the generosity of others, a friend of mine who was so generous with me, it transformed me. It converted me. And now I do my best to be as generous as I possibly can whenever. I'm not going to take anything with me. We only take with us what we send ahead. That's it. Our generosity on this side of the veil, our charity on this side of the veil, he's going to weigh so heavily in that life review. And look, when I stand before God, when I'm there as a naked soul and I'm judged, I pray to God that my acts of charity and generosity and love certainly outweigh my shortcomings. And I hope my purgation is certainly mitigated. Look, purgatory is real. And I know Cale will be addressing that coming up in a little bit. There's a lot of my Protestant brothers and sisters, and I love you guys, say, hey, where's that in the Bible? Or I don't really believe in that. There's a lot of souls in purgatory with nobody praying for them. Padre Pio, who was a great mystic, a great stigmatic, he had the gift of prophecy, bilocation, levitation, all these incredible preternatural gifts. He had visits from souls. One night, Pio, he was praying alone in the choir, and he hears this terrible this crash, right? It's dark, it's late in the church below. So he runs downstairs. And he finds these large candles at the base of a statue of the Blessed Mother had been knocked over, or they had fallen on the floor, and they were smashed to pieces. The statue of Our Lady was up high, and it would have been difficult for a tall man to even reach the candles without a ladder. And he's like, how did those candles, way up high, you need a ladder to get to, how did they both fall and shatter? And he looked around, and he said to his amazement, he saw another Capuchin brother a young one, a Capuchin he never met before, one of his brothers, right? He says, and Pio said to him, what are you doing? You know, and the young friar said, I'm cleaning. Cleaning in the dark? You know, Padre Pio was kind of brusque. Who are you anyway? He says to him. And the young Capuchin novice said, I'm a novice. I'm doing my purgatory. And then he explained to Padre Pio that he had died years before and was expiating his sins, sins of laziness. He says, I have need of prayer. Well, Padre Pio says, this is a fine way to do reparation for your sins by breaking all the candles. Go now. Go. Go. Tomorrow, I will say a mass for you so that you can be freed and no longer have to return here. Well, the phantom thanked this famed stigmatic priest, and he vanished. Next day, Pio had mass for him, and that soul never returned. Another time, there was a mysterious man who appeared to Padre Pio as Pio again was praying. You know, he was in prayer in a guest room, and it was odd because the door to the guest room was locked, right? And when Pio asked who the man was, this apparition, this ghost, this soul explained that his name was Pietro de Moro, that he had died in the friary back in 1908, when the friary was still at the time, it was a poorhouse. And he started a fire. He was smoking a cigar in bed, and he died as a result of the blaze. And he said to Pio, he says, I am still in purgatory. I have need of a holy mass to be freed. The Lord has permitted me to come to you to ask your assistance. So Pio, like the other soul, he says, tomorrow I will celebrate a mass for your liberation. So he accompanied the man to the door through which the stranger just vanished into the night, just vanished from sight. Now, there were many, many encounters that Pio had. That's just a few. I mean, there have been books written about how deceased soldiers lined up to see Padre Pio on their way to the afterlife looking for absolution. Purgatory is real. Your loved ones could be in purgatory and may be in desperate need of your prayers. Do not forget them. Pray for them. All right? Now, I want to give you a gift. Go to relevantradio.com/souls. Sign your loved ones up today. Sign them up. We will pray the Mass for them every day for the next 9 days. I'll pray the chaplet for them every day for the next 9 days. We will pray the rosary at 7 p.m. Central with Father Rocky every day for the next 9 days. What a gift you can give, and it'll cost you nothing. I also ask you now, I only have about 7 minutes left, and it's really important that I hear from you, to maybe make a pledge and help Relevant Radio bring these realities to light. There's not another radio network that I'm aware of. You surf your dial that is able to bring to you the truth of what life is all about, to bring Christ to you on a regular basis, to share with you these great stories of the saints that God allows. These stories were given, they were encounters, so that you and I today would be able to respond with a yes. We'd be able to pray for the souls, have masses offered for them, and that, you know, I can make an invitation to you to support Relevant. And I'm going to ask you to do that in the final moment here, okay? Here's the number. If you could call 877-291-0123 and just make a financial sacrifice, leave us the name of the soul you want prayed for, and we'll do that, okay? 877-291-0123. Or go online to relevantradio.com or just use your mobile app and make a pledge. It's tax deductible. And for the next 6 minutes while I'm on the air, your donation is going to be doubled, 100%. So your $10 will quickly become a $20 gift. Your dollar a day becomes $2 a day. Your $1,000 becomes $2,000. It all goes to, well, bringing Christ to the world, helping others come to know the beauty of the fact that God loves us, that he's an intimate part of our life here on earth, that he wants you with him for all eternity. What's more important than that? Please call. Please help.
Still 5 minutes left in the hour to be a part of this hour. We're going to get close to 200 people to step up. We just need to hear from about 18 more people to hit that 200-person mark. I think we can do this with 5 minutes left on the clock. We're also asking you, why do you listen to Relevant Radio? What's the key benefit for you? When you call in, you can let our operator know, or you can keep a special intention and add that to your gift when you give online at relevantradio.com. We heard from one listener said that the news media wants us to believe everything is us versus them, but Relevant Radio has greatly increased my sense that there are many more of us out there. It's helped me to see that there are other Christians out there living their faith, persevering in their faith, even when the news media would have you believe otherwise. That was just one thought. Another listener called in and just said, you brought me back to the confessional. Thank you, Relevant Radio. God bless you and your work. So there's somebody that we brought back to confession. Why do you listen? 877-291-0123. I do know this. We're changing lives. We are transforming people's lives. 877-291-0123. We can't do it without you, though. And that's why we are asking you to make that tax-deductible pledge right now at relevantradio.com. And Drew, when they make that pledge, every dollar is being matched this hour. Every dollar.
Mike, that's so true what you said there, too. Gosh, we are changing lives. We are drawing souls to Christ. There's nothing more important than that. There is nothing more important than that. And we're so grateful that you're willing to support us. And as Mike points out, we're not going to have matching funds tomorrow. Now's the time to get in. Now's the time to make that call. You only have about 3 minutes left to go. It's not too late to get in. So pick up the phone and call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Make the call. Make the pledge. We're counting on you, okay? Do it now. You know, we get emails all the time, as Mike just pointed out. There are so many people who I hear who said, hey, I've only been listening for a short time. One person that I've been listening for about 3 months. But your programming has given us more confidence in my desire to get back into the Catholic faith. I'm so grateful I found Relevant Radio and your show. You always give me something to think about. We don't know how God is going to work through this apostolate. And we do our best here. You support it with your prayers and your sacrifice, your finances. And then God does the rest. You know, somebody will stumble across the airways and their life is going to be enriched and their faith is going to be deepened. They may even come back to the church. And what a blessing that is. And you'll see that one day when you stand before God. Now's your chance to get in, though, okay? I'm going to give it to you. I'm telling you, the sand is draining through that hourglass. We don't have much time left. So get on now. 877-291-0123 or very quickly at relevantradio.com. by using your mobile app.
And if you do have the capacity to make that larger gift, we've had a few of those in the last few hours. We had a $5,000 gift come in. We had a $10,000 gift come in. Keep this in mind if you are one of those big givers. We're matching every dollar. Every dollar that comes in the next 4 minutes is matched 100%. We're not doing this tomorrow. So make that pledge at 877-291-0123 and do it now. You might consider becoming a member of our recurring gift society. Anybody who donates at least $25 a month or more becomes a part of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. A lot of benefits to that. You'll be remembered and prayed for in daily Mass, the daily rosary, during the chaplet, and special novenas prayed before the Blessed Sacrament at our chapel in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And yes, your dollars will be matched during the first year of your recurring gift. Every one of your dollars are matched as well. Consider that when you make a call and talk to the operator. They can walk you through the process of becoming a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. That's the gift that keeps on giving and giving. And we love those kind, Drew. The ones that just keep giving. That's the best.
Show. You got it. 877-291-0123. My gosh, time is evaporating. But look at the phone calls that are coming in here. This is absolutely amazing. We're really grateful for your generosity. We're so grateful for your support. Don't forget, we want to pray for you. Father Rocky's going to pray the rosary tonight at 7, so please join him for that. And sign up for our novena. We need you. Mike, just 30 seconds. I thank you for being here. Go ahead, Mike.
You too. Real quick, we smashed through 200 people now. We're getting close to 250 people to make a pledge right now, so we're doing it, Drew. It was a great day. Thank you.
I'll catch up with you tomorrow. That's Mike Kendall, our Executive Vice President of Programming. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your afternoon. I'd love hanging out with you. I'll be back. 21 hours, that's all. Set your watch, okay? Cale Clark's coming up straight ahead. Have a great day.